What a wondrous day we celebrate today. And of course, originally, it was celebrated only in Mexico or Central America, then all of South America, and then in recent times, the Holy Fathers have extended it to the whole world. And indeed, this feast goes back to before even the Council of Trent. So what a wonderful feast it is. And what is it that we celebrate as we prepare in just a few days to celebrate the birth, the wondrous birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? And of course, the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ would not have happened if the Blessed Mother, about whom we read that she was designed by God from the beginning of time, before the beginning of time, the Immaculate Conception made in order to carry the Son of God. And all the antiphons and hymns of the liturgy and the church remind us, He whom the heavens could not contain is contained in the womb of the Most Blessed Virgin Mary. Now, what does this have to do with today's feast? For today we celebrate Our Lady of Guadalupe. Now remember, Guadalupe originally was a title of Our Lady in Spain. And so when all these things happened, the Aztec language was not understood too well, even translated into Spanish, which was poorly done. And so the Archbishop, the Franciscan Zumarraga, said Guadalupe. But anyway, as a result, we go back to that title. That title, which has to do also with the liberation of Spain from the tyranny, the slavery of the Muslims, who for 700 years kept our country subjugated. And so all things come together, and it all goes back to eternity. But a lady in Mexico, who is called now Guadalupe, she appears to Saint Juan Diego as an Aztec princess, the colors that she wears, and the belt is tied in such a way that it shows that she is with child. She is soon to be giving birth. And who do you think is there, if not the only one possible, the eternal Son of God? Jesus Christ, our Lord. So she comes to Mexico to bring Jesus, just as she goes to St. Elizabeth and brings Jesus to St. John the Baptist and to Zechariah and Elizabeth. How is it that the mother of my Lord should come to me? And so this young Indian prince who had been deposed because the Spaniards had come and taken over everything, he was going to Mass in Mexico City, the cathedral. He was traveling many miles for a long time every day, back and forth, so he could go to Mass. Already, the faith in the Eucharist was very, very well impregnated in him, as in many other natives. And he hears some wonderful music, and he looks up, and there's light. And then all of a sudden, there's this beautiful, beautiful young girl, like an Aztec princess, beautiful rose robe that has symbols that were understood to the Indians, that had life-giving story to tell and point to the Messiah, to the real God, not the sun god, but the creator of the sun god. And then her veil, a beautiful bluish green, cannot be duplicated. And upon that veil, there were many stars. And we have discovered in recent years that on that veil, the stars are not just haphazard, they are the constellations of the heavens on that night of December the 12th of 1531. It's like a clock. Everything is set by God, and the Blessed Mother follows the promptings of God, her Savior and her Creator. And so then they have their interchange, and she says, come back tomorrow. And she disappears, and he comes back, and they talk again. And then the third day, St. Juan Diego, like most people, like you all, was very shrewd. His uncle, also Juan, was dying, and he had to go get a priest. See, already so early, since the conquest of the Spaniards of the Mexican peninsula, they already had learned enough of the faith that they realized that when somebody is dying, a priest needs to be called. And so he knew, if I go this way, she will be there. So I'm going to go that way. But you know what? You can't put anything on God, nor on the Blessed Mother. So he goes the other way, and then she is there too. He says, what do you think you're doing? And he says, my uncle is dying, and I need to get a priest. I don't have time to waste. Imagine that, saying that to the Blessed Mother. That's how familiar they were. And the language that they use is just incredible. If you could read it in Spanish, it's very beautiful. Always the Blessed Mother and Juan Diego use the diminutive. My little queen, my little girl, my little boy, Juanito. Everything in the diminutive, which denotes in Spanish great love and affection. And so, she says, your uncle has already been healed. Don't have to get a priest. Why? She knew about it, of course. So she went to see the uncle and appeared to him, and she healed him. And that was that. So she says, now I want you to do something. When you go to see the Archbishop in Mexico, you go and tell him that I want a church built here in my honor. And then she told him, I am the Mother of God. I will be called Our Lady of Guadalupe. Where she said it differently in an anastic fashion, but they all understood Guadalupe. That was meant to be too. You are to ask him to build a church here. So he went, and after three times, the Archbishop finally said, oh, I can't get rid of this man. Let him in. Let him see what he wants. So he goes in and kneels before the Archbishop. And the Archbishop says, what do you want? And he says, the Mother of God has appeared to me, and she wants something, and she wants a church, a shrine built in her honor. And he says, well, what proof do you have for this? And he says, I have nothing but what I'm saying to you. My uncle was healed today, who was dying. He says, well, I want something more. And he says, you go back, and when the Blessed Mother, if that is the Blessed Mother, appears, you tell her, I miss Spain so much. Oh, it's so different from the New World. And let me tell you, it is. And you tell her, I want a bunch of roses, Castilian roses, from my province of Castilla. Castilla-La Mancha. There, even in winter, the most beautiful roses, big roses, come forth. Bring me a bunch of those roses, and then I will believe you. So he goes back, and the next day, and he tells the Blessed Mother, and of course, it's nothing for the Blessed Mother to produce a bunch of roses. Who cares? That's nothing. For her, that's nothing. For you and me, that's different. So all of a sudden, she says, well, there they are. Fill your mantle up, your tilma, which was made of cactus fiber, which should have disappeared in 1550 or maybe a couple of years later, because it falls apart, because it's grass. Imagine a garment woven with grass. And so he fills it up, and he runs to the Archbishop, and they let him in. And then the Archbishop and a bunch of other people that were there, including a family with little children. And one of them kept saying, no, no, no. Anyway, The whole court kneels, comes to their knees as he opens the tilma, and wow, there she is. I cannot contain myself. The young virgin mother of God, whom we know as Our Lady of Guadalupe. And the Archbishop believed, and the rest is history. Now the Spaniards, because of their way, you know, we Spaniards have our way. Some people think we're mean or proud or whatever. Well, who cares? Anyway, so they were not making too many converts. And so after this happened, and everybody heard about it, all of a sudden, in a couple of years, about 3 million converts were baptized into the Holy Catholic faith. That's a miracle. That's not just 30 or 40 roses. That's a miracle. And so we need to turn to her, our beloved mother, and ask for conversions. First of all, we need to ask for our own conversion, because all of us are horrible sinners. And we need to turn from evil, from sin, from selfishness, from self-centeredness to God. We must be like Mary. Jesus is the center of her being. And we must pray for the conversion of everybody. And in this world, we know very well that is the most important intention that we can have. The conversion of sinners. So many, oh so many. And so today, we give thanks to God. What nation is there like ours that He has done what He has done for us? How blessed are the peoples of Mexico and of America, north and south, that the Mother of our Lord should come to us bearing our Lord, our God, in her womb, very visibly. So we too must pray. We too must be like St. Juan Diego. We too must be like the Blessed Mother. Be it done unto me according to thy word. Hail, O Mother, of Him whom the heavens could not contain. Hail, O Blessed Princess of Guadalupe. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.